Welcome to Compass with Hella E. Michelia, finding direction for your life.
As God begins to walk with you and as God continues to do the things that He has planned to do in your life, you will need men that are going to walk with you. These men God brings into your life that they might provide something critical to the end that the intentions of God upon your life will be established. Someone said, if you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, will you go with people? The intention of God is that you will go far. He said, I have called you that you might bear fruit, fruit that will remain. He said, I've called you to bear fruit, much fruit. And he said, fruit that will remain. So God wants you to do something that will stand the test of time. And if you're going to do anything that's going to stand the test of time, the Bible talks about that which every joint supplies, which means God is going to bring men that will bring certain supplies. It may be the supply of counsel. It might be the supply of resources. It might be the supply of time, energy, wisdom, capacities that are beyond or that which you do not have. Or that will complement or support that which you have. God is going to do that in your life. Now, it is your responsibility to position yourself. It is your responsibility to have the capacity to see the men and the women that God is bringing into your life so that He can fulfill that which He desires to do in your life. Well, good morning. I want to welcome you to Compass, finding direction for your life. God has a plan and a purpose for you. It is your assignment to look for that thing and to pursue and discover God's plan for your life and to fulfill it. My assignment is to walk with you so that you fulfill that which God wants you to do. Today, I'm continuing in my teaching, Accessing Divine Help Through Men. Accessing divine help through men. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless and exalt your name. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to bring your word today. As your word comes forth, it brings light and understanding to them who are simple. So therefore, our hearts are simplified and light is granted unto us. We walk in illumination. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So, it is important that you understand the part that men are going to play in the things that God is going to call you to do. Now, once you understand the part that men are going to play, it's important that you will now begin to walk in those. Now, today, I want to talk about three things that will make men not to be attracted to your life. Three things that will make men not to be attracted into your life. Romans chapter 15, I'm reading from verse 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayer to God for me. One, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. That I may be delivered from them who do not believe in Judea. I want you to know that some people will never believe in you. There is nothing you're going to say. There's nothing you're going to do. They will not believe in you. They will not believe in your ministry. They will not believe in the business proposal that you're bringing. They will not believe in the things you say or teach. That does not necessarily make them bad people. That simply means that they do not walk in faith. That means that they may not have the capacity to walk in love, because the Bible says love believeth all things. It is not your fault that someone does not believe in you. And when a person does not believe in you, the only thing that you can do is to respect yourself and move on. Too many times we get into relationship, we get into ministry, we get into certain things, and then people come and say they want to leave our life or leave the relationship or whatever. And we do not have the courage to accept the fact that these people do not believe in us. And because they do not believe in us, they want to move on with their life. Now, it is your responsibility to accept their desire to move on. Paul said, I want you to pray for me as I go into Judea to minister. Pray for me that I may be delivered from the unbelievers. So the only thing you desire God to do in relation to you and those who do not believe in you is for God to deliver you from their hands. For God to deliver you from the things they are going to say. For God to deliver you. All you desire for them and for you, for people who do not believe in you, is the deliverance of God. Sometimes we try to force what we desire to people. We try to make people want to believe us, want to agree with us, want to run with us. But I want you to know that many will not. I want you to know that many will not agree with you. I want you to know that many will not believe in you. It's not necessarily all the time because you did something or said something. They just do not believe in you. You are not just that kind of person. You do not have that kind of ministry. You have to accept it. And then you have to look for the people who God has called to you. There are people who God has called to you. Never forget, there are people who God has called to you. Never invest your time and your resources and your energy and your ability among people who God has not called to you. Never. Give your time to the people who God has called you. Jesus told the disciples, he said, when you go to preach, if you enter into any city and you go to any house and they welcome you, he said, let your peace abide there. He said, go into the house, eat and drink whatever it is that they serve to you. He said, but if you go and they reject you, they reject your message, they reject your time, they reject whatever it is that you're offering, if they reject you, Jesus said, what you are going to do when people reject you is that you're going to dust your shoes off and move on from there. You have to learn that there are people who do not believe in you. And the only thing you got to do when a person does not believe in you is to dust your feet and move on. But then Paul goes ahead in verse 31. He says that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. So you must look for the people who accept whatever God is putting you. In the book of Habakkuk, he said, write the vision and make it plain. Habakkuk chapter 2. He said that he that reads it will run with it. There are people who are desirous of reading what you have to offer. And scripture says when they read it, they are going to run with it. When they read that vision, they are going to run with it. Find men who want to run with your vision, not men who want to oppose your vision. Find men who want to run with the plans and the purposes of God upon your life, not men who want to oppose what God is doing in your life. Number two, people will move away from your life, you know, when there is a satanic mission to reject you. Sometimes there's a satanic mission to reject you. Somehow you just discover that for no reason, people just don't like you. There are negative rumors and stories coming around you and so on and so forth. You must understand that when Jesus was born, the Bible says an angel on special assignment was sent that day. The Bible says that angel went and met shepherds. They were in the fields just taking care of their sheep by night. The Bible says the angel went and said to them, oh, I bring you great tidings of good news of great tidings. He said, for the Savior is born in Bethlehem of Judea. I mean, those guys were not looking for that information. I call them the angels of good news. That God sent them ahead of you to bring good news to your life. To bring good news to what God wants to do. That's what God sends them to do. Good news. Good news. I want to ask you today, what is that good news? Are you operating in that level of favor? Because when there's a satanic mission, you know, to spoil your name, because one of the reasons why people do not relate with other people or do not, you know, do certain things is because there are no good news about them. There's a satanic mission to smear them. And you have to understand that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. So every time Satan raises something, you know, negative about you, you've got to learn to stand and fight. The Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. You have an assignment to condemn negative things that are said about you, which the intent of that negativity is to make you to lose social capital. That's the intent of the negativity, to make you lose social capital, for men to stop trusting you, to stop believing you, to stop following you. That is the idea behind everything, to make you lose social capital. And you have to understand that if you are going to fulfill God's purpose for your life, there is a level of acceptance that you need. So Paul said, pray for me. One, that I'll be delivered from the unbelievers. Two, that my ministry will be accepted. You need to learn that prayer. That my ministry will be accepted. It will have, among the saints who are in Jerusalem, that my ministry will be accepted. You need to pray that prayer. You need to trust God. You need to go to the place of prayer and fight demonic spirits that are against whatever it is you're doing. Sometimes, you know, rumors come up, you know, maybe about a restaurant or about something that somebody is doing, and people say, oh no, this person is doing this, or that person is using jars. And as much as yes, it's true that some people do that, it may not be true in every situation. But then somehow, you know, there's a pungent smell of rumor and bad stories and things like that that are released against you. You need to go to the place of warfare. The Bible says, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. You have a responsibility to arise and to condemn, to stand, to fight back every plan of Satan to corrupt you and to present you as bad, as evil, you know, and whatever that is meant for one purpose, and that is to stop your ministry from moving forward, to stop what God has called you to do from moving forward. This is very, very important. Another way that Satan can make it very difficult for you is that sometimes when you lack character, people The first requirement for a people who would deal with you is that you got to have character. The Bible says that a good name is better than silver or gold. Many times people want to do business, but they don't have a good name. They don't pay their debts. They don't meet up with demand as they promised to. They don't keep their word. And they're expecting that there will be, you know, a flow. They're expecting there will be some form of increase. They expect no. If you do not have character, you kill the capacity of people to be attracted to you. People will not be attracted to people who do not have character. People will not be attracted to people who do not have character. I want to encourage you today. Sometimes your business is not working, not because there are demonic spirits that are fighting you, but it's because you do not have character. And over time, people have learned that you don't keep your word, you don't pay your debt, you don't meet up with you know, you don't meet up with timing. You do not have character. You do not have, you know, the inward drive and strength of character to be able to do things that you said you're going to do. And people have discovered that over time, and they are not willing any longer to do business with you. You have to understand that. You have to understand that. So these are three things that are going to affect the capacity of people to relate with you, to do business with you, to, you know, do anything that is going to bring profit into your life. And I'm trusting the Lord that God is going to help you to recognize those who do not believe in you. People who don't believe in you, the only thing that you're going to trust God that's going to happen is that you'll be delivered from them. And then you need to pray that your ministry will become acceptable to the saints. And you need to pray that you need to work on yourself and be a person of character. Well, I want to bless the name of the Lord for this morning and for this time that we've had to bring the word of God. The entrance of the word gives light. I pray that God has granted unto you illumination. And I'm praying that this word that you have received will bring profit into your life. Today is the day that the Lord has made. You shall rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you. I will see you at the next broadcast. Amen.
I am sure you have been blessed by today's episode of Compass. Compass comes to you on the station Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays by 6:30 a.m. and Sundays by 11 a.m. Let's continue the interaction on our social media platforms at Hella E. Michelia on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or you could send a text message to 080-6154-3424. Until next time, keep moving in the direction of your destiny.